When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. It's Bish and EB, hour number three on a Victory Monday, presented by Chinika Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Of course, you're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan on Team 980, on 910 The Fan down in Richmond, and you're watching us on the Monumental Sports Network, all presented by Crop Metcalf. We love Crop. It's the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We'll talk to Chris Russell here in about 20 minutes, but wanted to go around the league for the Junkies Blitz. Of course, Blitz is always brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. First of all, a couple of games tonight, doubleheader. All the buys are done. So you got a couple games tonight, Monday Night Football. First one is at 8 o'clock. It's Chicago in Minnesota. And this is big because Minnesota is still in the mix for the NFC North since the Lions lost yesterday. We'll get to that game here shortly. But Bears-Vikings. Vikings lay 7, totals 43.5. So this is a big game for the Vikings. They need to keep winning. And then the Falcons are out in Vegas to play the Raiders. Raiders are terrible. They're 2-11. Who knows who's going to play quarterback tonight, because O'Connell was carted off last week, but I guess he's been questionable all week. And if he doesn't play, I'm guessing it's going to be Desmond Ridder.
Are they going to fire Pierce after just 1 year?
We'll see.
That guy.
It's not a good look to go 2-11, but you know, he doesn't have a quarterback. But this is big for the Falcons, obviously, because they're 6-7. This is a must-win for them because they play a bad team tonight in the Raiders, and then they're going to play another two-win team next week against the Giants. So if the Falcons have any prayers of getting to the playoffs, they have to beat the Raiders to get to 7 wins and then beat the Giants next week to get to 8.
I mean, it's doable.
It's very doable.
Definitely doable.
But these are must-wins. They've lost 4 straight.
Kirk needs to play better.
Yeah, he's been throwing picks. He's been awful.
The 1-to-1 touchdown-interception ratio is not a great look for him.
It's not. So if they lose tonight and lose to the Raiders to fall to 6-8, they're probably done. But if they want to get back into the mix, they got to win tonight. And, of course, they got to beat the Giants next week. All right, so let's kind of go around the league, talked about some of these games. The Chiefs beat the Browns 21-7.
Did Mahomes return after that when he stumbled off? No.
He did not. It doesn't look good. This is a high ankle sprain. So Carson Wentz is going to probably go next week. I mean, he might go for multiple weeks.
Let's go, Carson.
This did not look good for Mahomes. They improved to 13-1. On the flip side, the Browns quarterback situation was dreadful because Jameis Winston threw 3 more picks. He's got 8 picks in his last 3 games, 9 in his last 4, and they benched him. They turned the ball over 6 times. Also in this game, Nick Chubb, who, of course, came back late this season because of the horrible knee injury last year. Broke his foot, so he's going to be out the rest of the year. He's done.
Wow.
But Winston, three picks. The Chiefs get another win, 21-7.
Were they all bad picks?
Well, I'm sure they were. One of them was horrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they were. I mean, it's Jameis Winston. That's what he does. He gives the ball to the other team. So 21-7, and the Chiefs improved to 13-1, but we'll see what happens with Mahomes and that injury. Bengals beat the Titans 37-27 to improve to 6-8. This is another bad quarterback situation for the Titans. They're going to have to figure out something for next year. They can't go into next year with Will Levis. He was awful, just like Winston was. He threw three picks. He was 8-for-12 for 89 yards, three picks. Benched him for Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph threw a pick right away. And I believe the Titans had six turnovers in this game.
Mm.
The Bengals 37, the Titans 27.
But Rudolph did play better then after, right? Because he did have two touchdowns.
He had a couple touchdowns, but right when he came in the game, he threw a pick. But they had six turnovers. Levis had three of them. I'm sorry, Will Levis just can't be your guy going forward, even though they drafted him first pick in the second round a couple years ago. For the Bengals, Joe Burrow had three more touchdowns. He's got 36 passing touchdowns and just eight picks.
Was he having a screaming match on the sideline with
Zach Taylor? I didn't see that. But they win 37-27 and to improve to 6-8. Ravens beat the Giants 35-24. Mr. Valdez, you owe me $6.
I think it was $5.50.
It was actually $5.56. I was rounding up.
Oh, okay.
I'll take five. It's fine.
Okay. Or we can try and roll it over on the Ravens Steelers game.
Why? What did you guys bet?
I bet my $100 to his $5 on the money line that they would just beat the Giants because they were minus 1,800 on the money line. And they go up pretty quick. I mean, it was just one side. The Giants were just bad. DeVito got a concussion, so they pulled him and they put Tim Boyle in. And
did Lamar have a perfect quarterback rating, or could it be a one or two decimal points higher?
Pretty close.
154.6.
He had more touchdown passes than incompletions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty good.
That's damn good.
I mean, it's over. The MVP discussion's over, right?
No.
No. Josh Allen is definitely in it.
Wow.
Okay. I think it comes down to Josh Allen and Lamar. Lamar had a great game yesterday.
I think it's a three-horse race between Allen, Lamar, and Saquon.
Saquon's got to be in there, too. You're right. But anyway, Ravens win 35-24 to improve to 9-5, chasing the Steelers. And, of course, the Steelers lost to Philadelphia 27-13. Hurts was really good. You know, all that chatter about Hurts and A.J. Brown not getting along and bitching about the passing game, and A.J. Brown wasn't targeted enough. Well, they went at him really early yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts had one of his best games of the year, 25 for 32, couple of touchdowns, also ran for 45 yards and a tush-push touchdown.
I was barely watching this game. Did Barkley come back after he got a little nicked up? He did.
Yep.
Okay.
What did they say about Barkley's injury? He went into the tent. What was it? Was it a concussion or was it something different? Do you guys know?
I don't know what they said, but it looked like it was like he landed funky after Fitzpatrick hit him. So I don't know if it was concussion related or like maybe like his ankle got rolled up on a little bit.
I thought it was like a foot or something. Yeah.
Okay, so he came back in. He wasn't much of a factor. He had 19 carries for 65 yards, but he didn't have to be because Hurts to Brown and Hurts to Devontae were the game.
I'm sorry, but Tom Brady is so off-putting. I cannot watch these games that he's calling.
Really?
He's that bad. He's stumbling and bumbling all over himself.
I mean, he's very mediocre, I'll say that.
And his voice, he doesn't have a broadcaster voice.
No,
and I know,
you're right.
And I know he's the color guy.
But neither does Tony Romo. He doesn't have a broadcast
but
voice.
It's better than Tom.
Yeah,
Tony Romo does circles around Tom Brady.
You know what else? I'm glad you brought that up because I actually thought that Vilma is fine, but boring.
Yeah, he's boring.
I thought our broadcast, Albert is a pro.
He botched a couple things, too, because he called Kamara out of bounds when it was a clear touchdown.
Yeah, he's a little clueless, but he's competent, but that's a boring crew. Kenny Albert needs to be paired. He deserves someone better with more energy.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I can't believe Tom Brady's calling a Super Bowl this year.
Well, like, what are they giving him? How much is he making a year?
$30 million.
I don't understand the executive.
$30 million a year.
I think it's $30 or $35 million a year. Then he signed a 10-year deal for $350 or $300 million.
I mean, it's unbelievable what they're paying him.
What executive saw this and said, he's awesome, here's the big sack of money?
I don't know.
They just looked at his name. They didn't know how he was going to be.
I mean,
how did they not do a trial run? And
well, I think they did.
So, well, then I can't believe some executive saw that trial run, because he can only have been worse than what he is now. They saw that trial run. They said, you know what? Let me give you $30 million a year.
Yeah. And they shove him down your throat, because at the end of the 4 o'clock or whatever, he always does that little hit with the guys,
right.
And it's mediocre. Yeah, just mediocre, man.
Do they do that hit where it looks like he's in studio, but he's not?
Well, I mean, he could tell he's at the game.
He did that once before where they hologrammed in.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Anyway, so the Ravens beat the Giants 35-14. Steelers, of course, lose to the Eagles. And so the Steelers play the Ravens. That's a Saturday game, correct? Steelers,
yeah,
Ravens.
Yeah, Saturday, 4 o'clock.
It's Saturday, okay. Eagles are 12-2, and they have two conference losses, all right? So the Detroit Lions have one conference loss. So currently the Lions still have the tiebreaker for the number one overall seed with three games to play. But those games are huge. Lions obviously want the number one seed. The Eagles want the number one seed. That would be huge to get that bye. The Bills beat the Lions 48-42. Josh Allen has just been unbelievable. He's got 25 passing touchdowns and 11 rushing touchdowns. And they roll up 48 on the Lions. I think they scored 42 last week against the Rams. So they're just scoring a bunch. Now, the Lions' defense is an issue because they lost three guys to season-ending injuries yesterday on the defensive side. Now I believe they have 16 guys on the defensive side of the ball on IR or out for the year.
Hmm.
And Jared Goff threw 5 touchdowns, but they just couldn't stop the Bills. 48-42. James Cook had a great game. 14 carries, 105, 2 touchdowns. St. Brown had 14 catches for 193 yards and a touchdown. Goff threw for almost 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. So if you had Goff or Cook or St. Brown or certainly Allen on your fantasy team in the playoffs yesterday, you did pretty damn good. So now the Bills are 11-3. Of course, I mentioned the Lions are 12-2. Broncos beat the Colts 31-13. Bo Nix threw 3 picks. He did throw 3 touchdowns, but he had 3 picks.
I mean, can we stop with this? Like, he's better than Jaden. Like, does anybody think that?
No, he's not having a better year than Jaden.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. He's having a good year, but he's not having a better year.
I think he's fine.
But again, the Denver Broncos are 9-5, so he's been an impactful quarterback. Now he's turning the ball over a lot more than Jaden is.
Mm-hmm.
But they win the game 31-13. Here's another story. Anthony Richardson is just bad. He's probably going to be their guy the rest of the year to see if he can improve, but he was 17 for 38, threw a couple more picks. He did rush for a touchdown. That's his strength. He can run the ball a little bit, but he just can't pass.
I mean, he's very inexperienced. He's played 1 year in college.
Extremely inexperienced.
Yeah.
I agree. But it seems like he's not getting better passing the ball each week.
Right.
But the Broncos are 9-5, squarely in the mix for a playoff spot and a wild card spot. Patriots lose to the Cardinals 30-17. Kyler Murray did not throw a touchdown. He threw for 224 yards. But they were just much better than New England. Drake May didn't have a great game. He's 19 for 23. Touchdown and a pick, sacked a couple times. But Arizona needed that game. They improved to 7-7. So when you look at the standings in the NFC, the teams that are kind of chasing Washington, Arizona needed a win. They got one. Seattle lost to Green Bay. Geno Smith suffered a knee injury. Drabby, you got anything on that?
Structurally, they said it looks like it's intact, but they don't know his future for this next weekend against the Vikings.
And they have a huge game against the Vikings. So Sam Howell came in. He did throw a pick, threw a bad pick. So it might be Sam Howell going forward.
I mean, Drab was just trashing Howell. I didn't see it, so I don't, you know.
I mean, he had one of the worst performances in the last 25 years as far as dropbacks. He had five completions and 19 dropbacks and four sacks and negative total yards when you add in the sacks. Yeah. He was absolutely brutal. Worse than he was here.
Yeah, he was bad. Last game to talk about quickly, the Buccaneers, they throttled the Chargers 40-17. Mayfield, four touchdowns. He's having a great year. Mike Evans, 9 catches for a 159 and 2 touchdowns. So now the Buccaneers clearly in control of the NFC South. They've won 4 straight. So that was a big win for the Bucs to go to the Chargers and roll up 40. Very impressive. When we come back, Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show, will join us from Team 980. It's a Victory Monday. Presented by Chenigo Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. When we come back, we'll talk to C. Russ.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back to the show. It's a Victory Monday presented by Chenigo Mios. Let's talk to our good friend Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980. Brewster, what's up, bro?
Good morning. How are you?
It could have turned out a misery Monday, and it should have never got to that point based on what happened there at the end. But kind of just give us your general takeaway from the win. Look, even though it's a bad team, it's not easy to go on the road and win games. Especially, you know, it's not like they're the Chiefs or the Bills or the Lions, you know, or the Eagles. I mean,
it's a team that won four games last year.
Team that won four games, and they got some injuries, and, you know, they don't have as much talent as some of these other teams, but you'll take the win, 2019. Yeah.
It was about as ugly of a win, you know, of course, as everybody's going to say, as you can get. But I was just seeing, you know, before I came on with you guys, Jay Gruden, who just cheap, gratuitous plug, will join me at 3 o'clock later on today, as he does each and every Monday, said, you know, I love ugly wins, you know, and I, listen, I'm sure Dan Quinn is saying basically the same thing. Ooh, we got a lot to clean up. Tell the truth Monday, all the gimmicky stuff that they do, right? It almost sounds like a WWE promotion sometimes that they'd run out of there. But the bottom line is there's a lot to fix, but you'd rather fix it at 9 wins and 9-5 and off of a win, as scary as it was, then not. I still can't. I don't know about you guys. I haven't been able to listen to the show yet this morning, but I still can't wrap my arms around you had the ball for almost 41 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You had a 326 to 245 edge, which is not tremendous, but it's significant. You were 9 of 17 on third down. You held them to 3 of 11 on third down. You had a 14-0 lead, actually a 17-0 lead, and it like all of that, and it came down to the final play, and you very well could have lost. Now, we could argue from now until the cows come home that they shouldn't have been in that position in a lot of different ways, and especially at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you had that kind of statistical dominance and you barely won and could have lost is amazing.
I will say this, though. They just burned the clock. I mean, if you look at their first two possessions, they went 12 plays, and then they score that touchdown, right, to Terry. The second time they got the ball, they went 10 plays, burned a lot of clock, and then...
But can I say something to that?
That's what they do. I mean, they're not quick strike, you know?
But yeah, let me say something. They're not explosive. Although they missed a couple of explosive opportunities in the second. Well, think about this, EB. I'm just going to point this out before I lose track, and then I'll shut up. Remember on that first drive, guys, as sloppy as it was, Cosme had a holding penalty because they had penetration. OZ had the illegal shift, which wiped out one of his touchdowns, or a touchdown. They eventually got it. But think about this. Before that, they kicked a field goal that was taken off the board because New Orleans committed a penalty. And if that field goal stands, right, and the penalty does not happen or get called, which happens all the time, that's 3 points instead of 7 points.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't win.
They're getting breaks this year, man.
How weird is that?
They're getting a lot of breaks.
Well, listen, they're fortunate to win, but they also did enough to win. So I'm not going to totally smash them. Every week's a new week. I will say that in terms of the clock management stuff, I love, obviously, when they get going, they like to go and get to the line of scrimmage, call the play there, be up tempo, that's when they're at their best, clearly. But I think I felt like in the fourth quarter, when we're going to get the ball back at least twice, and we just had to score one of the two times that we would salt the game away. But Jaden and you know, he was snapping the ball with 15 seconds left. And I was like, dude, take
burn
more
the clock
time
a little bit.
Now, there was like 8 minutes to go, so it wasn't like it was obviously a thing. But, I mean, you could tell the way the game was trending, we're just trying to, you know, let's take our time here. And I just didn't like the way we were managing the clock. Maybe there were 6 minutes left. Whatever it was, Jaden was snapping the ball when he could have ripped off another 10 seconds. And all this nonsense at the end never would have been an issue.
Yeah.
You know, because it could take more time off the clock as we were trying to just get out of there with a W.
You know, that's an interesting point, EB.
You should watch
I guess I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was like 6 or 7 minutes left or whatever it was. You know, it was in like in our last two or three possessions. Yeah. We could have just burned more clock.
Well, Chris, on the last possession when they missed the field goal before they, you know, the 54-yarder, they ran 13 plays.
Yep.
You know, they
yep.
only got 28 yards, but they only burned 5 minutes. Yeah. 13 plays should burn more than five minutes.
Yeah, because they're snapping it with too much time.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bish.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, I don't know what you guys have talked about already. I had a major problem with Dan trusting a kicker who has a good leg. But has been erratic as you know what his entire career. I mean, I know the former special teams coach in Minnesota who's now in Denver, who I worked with here. I mean, Greg Joseph drive you crazy, right? And he'll drive you out of a job. I couldn't believe after he missed the botched clock field goal at the end of the third quarter and got a reprieve because they finally realized what the hell happened and made the fourth quarter and made the field goal to start the fourth quarter for 41 yards. If you guys remember that.
Yep.
I couldn't believe DQ went 54 yards, realizing, okay, yes, it's indoor. Yes, he's got the leg. Yes, that is a kick that a lot of guys make. It's also a kick a lot of guys miss. And if you miss it, what happens? You don't get the ball. You don't turn the ball over to Spencer freaking Rattler at the 37-yard line at the spot. You turn the ball over at the 44. Now, 7 yards, maybe not a big deal to everyone, but why give them a free 7 yards? Even if the field goal would have theoretically put the game out of touch, and I get what DQ is trying to do, to me, way too risky. I would have used Tressway, punt, coffin corner, play defense, make Rattler go 90, 92, 93 yards, whatever it was.
I understand it, but I think, I mean, DQ answered it. I mean, and you said it. They're indoors.
Yeah.
They made their determination before the game. If we're the 38 or better, we're going to kick it.
I don't know how you trust that guy. EB,
You figure he's a pro.
Well, and maybe he second guesses it if that situation comes up again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I would second guess it, especially considering, again, going back to the original clock malfunction at the end of the third quarter, he missed a 40. It was a 41 yarder that they allowed him to kick after the game clock had expired for 5 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know how they botched that. But
To me, that sticks in my mind. And I'm sorry. I know he should make that, but I don't trust anybody at this point to make any of these kicks. Like, field goal kicking is horrendous across the board, yet guys can kick further than ever. I mean, like Brandon Aubrey of the Cowboys tried a 70-yarder yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, he missed it wildly, but he tried a 70-yarder.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, it's also crazy that the Commanders have had four kickers this year in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many times does a team have four kickers and you still got 3 weeks left?
Yeah, they're all – I mean, it kind of reminds me of what the Browns dealt with at quarterback last year. Five starting quarterbacks. And, I mean, obviously the McManus situation, and he's doing great for Green Bay from everything that I've seen. I mean, that sucked. That was their guy, and they let Joey Sly go, and that seemed to be the right move. Now, who knows how it would have worked out? But, I mean, it's been a carousel, and it's not just inefficiency. It's also injury. So it's inefficiency and injury after Seibert got banged up. And remember how good Seibert was for the first, five or six games that he was here.
Yeah, need him back. But, you know, again, 20-19, going forward, they got to play Philly, obviously, this weekend. That's going to be very difficult. Atlanta at home. We'll see what Atlanta does in the next couple of weeks. They got a couple of cupcakes, but they have been playing horrible. And then end with Dallas. I'm kind of with Bickle. The fact that this team won four games last year and now they're 9-5, it doesn't really matter how you win. I mean, I know that's what we do. We kind of dissect how you play, but I don't even care really how you win. The fact that you're in the playoffs right now after such a dreadful season last year, it's just an incredible turnaround.
Yeah, no doubt, Bish. I mean, you know, I understand the ultimate goal is to win, and however you win, you win. That being said, are you going to blow? Like, I thought this was going to be a really tough game. I had the Saints plus the 8. I said to everybody all week, I said the Saints are averaging less than 16 points a game allowed under the interim head coach, Darren Rizzi. They were allowing a good amount of yards on the run, but that was in two games. They had basically controlled the Rams, which was the explosive offense that they had faced a couple of weeks ago, granted in a loss, but they held them to 21 points. Other than that, they had shut down pretty much. So I thought this was going to be an ugly, tight, struggle. Now, did I think it would exactly come down? Of course not. The one thing that I will say, right, so I'm not so negative, and so, like, how about Terry McLaurin? I mean, not only touchdowns 10 and 11, but the way he got to both of those, the routes and the effort and what he had to do. If you look at the next-gen stats, and I mean, obviously, we all watch the game, right? I mean, he runs an out route from the right side for the first touchdown and then diagonally cuts two-thirds of the way over across the field and catches one on the run, and it's a seed in a tight window, and Jaden slips and falls right before he throws it. Think about all these little things that, as we dissect and point out the negative and talk about what they didn't do and whatever, what they did do right, and we got to give them credit. And then obviously Terry had the second one, and in my mind I'm trying to remember all the different little things. I think that was from the right as well, but I would have to go back and watch it again, and it was just another seed by Jaden. So, I mean, there is good things to take from this and talk. Marshawn Lattimore drawing blanks, right? Now, maybe that was the Saints, and they just knew not to bleep with him, but he hadn't played in 6 weeks. You would think, hey, man, let's test him out. Let's see how that old hamstring is doing. He completely took them out. Now, I know they don't have Olave. I know they don't have the other Rashid. Rashid, that was so good. I got it. I understand that. But these are the positives.
Yeah, Daniels took 8 sacks. I don't know how many of those would have been on him. I noticed a couple when they showed the overhead on the instant replay. There were some guys open across the middle that he could have seen, but he was just bouncing around and he was looking to run. They got to be better, certainly this week against Philly.
There was one to Crowder. Crowder was wide open. Left flat. Yeah. I think that was one of the Chase Young sacks, if memory serves me correct. There were a couple. I've seen some people that said, well, 4 or 5 on the offensive line. I mean, I haven't gone back and watched the all 22 yet, so I have no idea. And even if I do, and when I do, it's not like I have a definitive answer. Here's what I would say. This has been a thing all year where he has missed people that are open that he could have gotten to, what have you. What we don't know is what the progression, what the call is, what he's supposed to be reading. Mm-hmm. And just because a guy flashes open doesn't mean that he badly, of course he missed them, but it doesn't mean that's what he was supposed to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
In the progression, in the route, in the play concept, what have you. So I'm always a little hesitant to say, wow, he just missed a guy. Why? Yes, I know it looks bad. One thing I will say is he missed a couple of throws in this game that normally he would pull the string on to Terry, too. And I thought Terry hurt him when Terry found a busted coverage up the right sideline. I think this was late third, early fourth, somewhere in that range. Terry slowed down
open.
A little bit.
Wide open.
You know,
open. Yeah.
So they missed 3 big plays. And if they make one of those, we're not like bemoaning.
Right.
And obviously, if the clock error doesn't happen at the end of the game, we're not bemoaning such a tight win.
Yeah, but I think at the end of the day, they're way ahead of pace.
Yep,
they've got their quarterback, and I actually don't mind. It's, you know, I'm kind of into psychological stuff. Like I think. And I think, like, just kind of squeaking, they're going to have their full attention this week, right? Mm-hmm. The guys are going to detail-oriented as much as ever. There's no chance anybody's going to... Look, I don't think this team goes around and feels themselves. I think they're a pretty professional group.
Yep.
But I do think I'd rather almost come in here on a squeaker than come in on a blowout. You know what I mean?
You know, that's a great point, EB. That's, you know, because I've already been thinking like they had a, you know, close to 50-50 chance maybe to win. I don't care that the Eagles have won 10 in a row. I mean, they're really good, but at some point you step and poop and it doesn't come smelling up like roses, right? So, like, if your screws are on and they're on tight this week, which they should be, you've accomplished nothing, even though you've won 9 games. You know, I think that leads to a better performance this Sunday than if you came in off a second consecutive blowout and everything was right. You know, just one little thing. I don't know how much, you know, like you talk to people around the NFL. Like we were at Radio Row for the Army-Navy game on Friday. Everyone that I talked to, Mike Mayock, Ron Rivera came up to me. Just, you know, like, hey, you know, great to see you. And I hadn't seen him in like 11 months. First thing he says, man, you guys got a great quarterback. You know, and he's probably thinking, boy, if I had that, you know, like everyone that you talk to, Hugh Douglas, you know, again, I mentioned Mayock, EJ Manuel, they couldn't, Joe Theismann, of course, who you guys, you know, have a, like, could not stop gushing about Jaden Daniels. And when you have Jaden Daniels, even if things don't look right, even if things don't feel right, even if things don't always go right, you got a chance.
100%. Totally.
I mean, that third and 14 play where he ran for 25 yards. I mean, that was.
Oh, that's why it's special.
Yeah.
That's insane. And I don't even remember if they scored on that possession, but that play, you're absolutely right, Jason. That play encapsulates everything. I don't want him running as much as he is. I think he's still going to get hurt. You know what? I live in fear of that. But that play just is. Encapsulates everything that they.
I thought he did a great job protecting himself yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Great job getting down.
But when you run 11 times,
yeah.
You
know, but when you get sacked 8 times
by necessity or design, and then you get sacked 8 times, and you know you're not running the football by design effectively from the start, which I didn't understand, but whatever. You know, and Biotis being out hurt. You know,
definitely,
it's going to lead to some of the wacky numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with some of these injuries with Zach Ertz and Chin and on
That's going to hurt. Yeah, that's going to hurt if those guys aren't available, no doubt. Yeah.
Well, Chin was definitely knocked out. I don't know what they're doing. Like, he was knocked out, and he was telling guys he's fine, and God bless him. I like that. Yeah. But somebody's going to look at that and say, no, dude, you got to be in the protocol.
Oh, he's going to be, I would imagine he's going to be in the protocol all week. The question is how, you know, does he have any symptoms and all that? I mean, that's the thing. It's not protocol or, you know, however they diagnose it or whatever he says on Sunday. It's what do you do on Thursday and Friday? And can you ramp up the process? And do you have headaches or setbacks or nausea or anything like that? So we won't know until the end of the week, and they're not going to be available. Both, you know, him and Ertz are not going to be available to talk.
Right.
And actually say, and even if they say anything, still don't know.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Russell.
Thank
appreciate
you, guys.
It,
happy holidays.
Yep,
appreciate
you too.
Thank you,
Merry Christmas.
Chat.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
I'll tell you what was scary. It was Grant DuBose of the Dolphins, motionless for 11 minutes.
Did they say he's okay now? Like he's moving and everything?
I haven't heard anything this morning, but, man, that was scary.
Yeah.
And that clearly had an effect over Tua because he knows how that is, and he put him in that position. He was just – Tua was bad yesterday. All right, 800-636-1067. When we come back, Valdez went to the Army-Navy game. I got to, you know, the game sucked. Navy dominated Army, but I want to get a recap on the experience of Matt being at the game. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show on a Victory Monday, presented by Chenega Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Coming up at the end of the segment, we're going to give away tickets to go see Toto at Jiffy Lube live.
Oh.
So stay tuned for that. We'll let you know how to get in touch with us to go see Toto.
Hey, great band.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great band.
So as we teased, Mr. Valdez, Mr. Matt Mars went to the Army-Navy game.
My second one.
On Saturday. Of course, it was at Northwest Bank Stadium. The game was not even a game. I mean, Navy dominated.
What was the final score?
31-13.
I can't remember where I was, but I was running around doing something.
I watched probably first 2.5 quarters. Horvath was awesome. He ran for 204 yards, a couple touchdowns. Bryson Daly couldn't do anything. He threw 3 picks. So the game wasn't that close, but I just wanted to get
Well, also, I want to hear the whole experience because you had the Valdez's bus take. And everything.
Yeah, wait, but the bus.
So where does everybody meet? Like, how does that work?
At Wacky Jackie's dad's house.
All right. Which is where?
Right off Cascades, kind of near Trump.
Okay.
So everyone meets there. Everyone gets in the bus. Sandy's our driver. She's silly. And you remember how I told you, like, parking was a disaster?
Yeah.
Because.
But I thought you had it resolved.
Yeah, yeah. So the parking at the lot for RVs, like when you go down Sean Taylor Drive or whatever it's called, like in the bowl at FedEx, the academies were giving those passes out.
Yeah.
So they weren't available to your average Joe who wants to go with an RV or a bus mm-hmm. or has a group of people. So we had to use ParkWiz to buy a RV lot that's basically a mile away next to the church.
Oh, it was a mile away?
It was probably about a 13-minute walk. So, yeah, about a mile away.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. And but
was
that,
there
but
other
that was
people
the,
there tailgating,
but that was the But that was the only way to get a pass.
Were there other people there tailgating where you were parked?
Well, Sandy took a wrong turn and went down Sean Taylor Drive.
Right.
Since we were in a bus from Cherries for Hire.
Right.
So my guess is she's done that. She's mm-hmm. done that drive 10 billion times. So she was going to the RV lot
mm-hmm.
that was for the academies.
That you didn't have.
Have our pass for. Now that lot. There was a secondary market for parking passes. They're on game day, they're going for $2,900 just to park.
Crazy.
That is nuts.
So as she pulls in to the wrong lot, everyone's kind of like looking around going, this is not where we are supposed to be. And we pull in, and then I have the pass on my phone, and then everyone's going, Matt, why don't you offer the attendant $200? Like, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do, because it's going to take an hour to get to our lot because we're going to have to back up. We're in the wrong spot. So I show the attendant my QR code for the parking.
Mm-hmm.
The scanning doesn't really work. And then they just let us go through.
Perfect.
We made out like bandits.
Perfect.
We were not supposed to be there. It shaved so much time from the walk to the stadium. I thought everything was going to come up roses that day. And then the fake punt happened.
Right. Well, how long? You said you didn't have a lot of time to like pregame because.
Well, I mean, on the bus ride, you can drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wanted to get in to see the drop because all the paratroopers drop in and mm-hmm. it's a whole thing where the Army goes, Navy goes, and you try to count.
So
how
are
many
you
times.
Guys like cooking stuff or
no grills. All sandwiches.
Oh, that's right. You got the
Chick-fil-A platter, just stuff that you can bring without having to grill because you only have a certain limited time that you can do it.
Right.
And we timed our walk up pretty well. We left like with just around an hour until kickoff. And then we get to the stadium and I guess we're a little bit clueless because we forgot Trump was at the game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it probably took 40 minutes once we got to the top of the stairwell to get through security, and everyone missed the drop in.
Oh. Mm.
So we finally got to our seats. They're probably the best seats in that I've ever had. They're right in the club level, right up against the railing. No one in front of us. Row one and row two.
But row one and row two of the club.
Of the club level.
Nice.
So we can see everything going on right in the Army corner. Right above the cadets.
How'd you get the good tickets?
Jack's dad donates enough money to West Point that they give him about 20 tickets a year.
Wow.
So he gives those to his other West Point grads and to all his friends. And then I have a ticket in perpetuity. But if you're a college football fan, you have to go to this game. It's in Baltimore next year. It's a close enough drive. The patriotism is out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worried about NIL or anything. It's just kids that love football and doing everything they can to try and win.
Right.
The game means so much to all of the alumni mm-hmm. and graduates, and not even graduates, but people who have family who have served in the Army and the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome experience. The flyover, the passion that the cadets have. You have to go to the game.
So
I'm begging everyone to at least go to one game. And if you're a college football fan like Drab and like Jason and you're a diehard, it's an experience unlike anything other. Mm-hmm. You really have to go.
I'll wait till it comes out of Baltimore. When's the next? Where's it going to be after Baltimore?
Maybe Philly.
Probably Philly. Yeah.
They usually rotate between Boston, Philly, Baltimore, D.C., and I think New York.
Yeah.
Baltimore's easy to get in and out of, though, actually.
No, I mean, I love watching it. And I love all of the. It's just a huge spectacle.
Hard to get out of there. Like, what was the post game like?
Yeah, I can't
imagine.
It was
a little bottled up trying to get out of there. Because you think about it, all these buses and RVs are trying. Now, if we were in our lot that we were supposed to be in,
could have got out of there quick.
We wouldn't have gotten home until Sunday.
Did you do any post gaming? Did you post game at all?
Me and a couple people went out to hide afterward, but other than that, no, nothing really.
Yeah.
It was it was a long day.
You were wiped out on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I was on the sofa. I could have fell asleep watching the Ravens game.
Did you feel terrible?
I felt worse in my life.
But it wasn't great.
You didn't feel great.
I didn't feel great.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, I know.
But we should do a show trip up there next year in Baltimore for the game. I'm begging people to go.
Mm.
Man, it was cold, though. It was nippy. It was nippy.
It wasn't that bad.
Right. When I walked outside, it was freaking cold. I couldn't imagine. I was thinking about you, too. I was thinking about, oh, my God, he's been outside for 5-6 hours.
Yeah, did you have, like, pocket hand warmers and all that?
Yes, I have had all the hand warmers.
Did you have your vest, your heated vest?
I didn't do my vest because I didn't think it was that cold, but I had 2 layers of thermals on. I had my pouch for my hands.
Uh-huh.
Right. I had it all.
Right. All right.
Well, you weren't happy that Army got pummeled.
You know what? I wasn't.
Yeah,
I was not.
Were you grumpy? Did you have cash on the game?
How about the whole bus about 2,000 on Army?
Laying 6.5?
Some people got it at 3.5 when the line first came out.
Yeah.
But other people grabbed it like around 6.
I was surprised. I mean, they just dominated Army.
Well, as soon as the game was over, as soon as the fake punt happened.
Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, it was impossible to come back.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, look, we're going to take caller number 10 right here.
Toto!
You get 2 tickets to Toto, Christopher Cross, Men at Work. That would be Wednesday, August 13th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So caller number 10, 800-636-1067 will win those tickets. When we come back, let's take a little sneak peek at Sunday's game.
It's a big one, boy.
Commanders, Eagles here in Washington. We'll also take your calls, too, 800-636-1067.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.